You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
New research reveals millennials are spending more on average than any other generation on engagement rings, with one in 10 spending a staggering $10,000 to pop the big question. Despite the significant investment, a third of Australians often take off their rings and leave them in all sorts of forgotten or forgettable places. While one in five Aussies are now spending an average of $5,000 on an engagement ring, the research showed that younger Australians are amongst the biggest spenders. We have been given the privilege of speaking with Donna Walker, who is the Chief Technical Officer at Alliance Australia, focusing on delivering lending edge portfolio management, product development and pricing capability across the Alliance Australia business. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to you about this somehow interesting subject.
Pleasure.
Okay. What can you say about this research that reveals Australian couples?
Well, as you indicated, popping the big question is an expensive exercise these days, where we do find that, as you say, one in five Aussies are now spending an average of $5,000 or more on engagement ring. And in fact, our millennials are actually spending significantly more, with one in 10 spending $10,000 or more. I guess what we also found is that it's a significant investment, and yet people aren't thinking about what the potential loss that might arise from this investment. So one in two people aren't actually thinking about insurance when they invest in an engagement ring.
That's true. Pardon my saying this, but I saw a commercial on television. I think it has got to do with an eyeglass company, where the fellow was asking his girlfriend, to throw a stone onto the lake.
Yeah,
I think you've seen that. And then mistakenly, because of sore eyes or something, he gave her the engagement ring, which the woman threw into the lake.
Yeah.
And that's something like $10,000.
Yeah, well, it's a significant investment, and I guess what we found is that people are wrapped up in the moment, right? Like, it's about the proposal, it's about buying the ring,
yeah.
It's about sharing the happy moment with family and friends, and it's an exciting time because you're in love, and it's a great moment, I guess, in people's lives. And insurance is probably not top of your list of things to think about when it comes to, well, yes, I've bought this expensive ring and now I better make sure that it's protected. But we would suggest that would be a prudent thing to do, because rings, notwithstanding, hopefully are not thrown into the water, but rings can be very easily lost.
Yeah.
And we also found things like one in three Australians take their ring off quite regularly and leave them in all sorts of forgettable places, which can mean it can be quite an expensive exercise if it's lost.
I cannot agree more, because people look at other things in their lives as more insurable, like a car costing $25,000, but the ring is probably of the same value,
yeah.
And yet the car is insured.
Yeah.
With contents, with the, you know, self-damage and everything. But the last thing that you would insure is, even an engagement ring.
Well, I think one of the things that we found is that people don't realise how easy it is to insure a ring. So you can easily add it to your existing home contents insurance policies. If you're not at the top end of buying a very expensive engagement ring, there are limits on things that you can have in your insurance policies that mean that you're automatically covered. But for those people who are spending $5,000 or $10,000 on a ring, it's really important that they talk to their insurer and just check what the claims limit is, and if necessary, get the ring specified on the insurance
SBS
policy.
Filipino.
Right. What do you think are the common mishaps that happen with engagement rings?
Well, as I said, one in three people do actually take their rings off, whether it's to wash dishes or to exercise. So often people just don't remember where they put it, and they become lost. We have had stories where one lady took took her ring off to wash the dishes at work and never found it again, which is heartbreaking, not only from an emotional perspective, but also from a valuables perspective. So what we suggest is get into a habit of when you take your ring off, put it in the same place every time.
Yeah.
Put it in a jewellery box, put it in a drawer with a specific compartment. And if you're out and about, you're at exercising at the gym or whatever, make sure you've got a little pouch or something that's in your handbag that you automatically take it off, put it in the same place. It becomes a habit and you don't even realise you're doing it, but you always know where to go and look for your ring in the first instance.
Good suggestion. I know I asked this already, but just for the benefit of those who are listening, how does one go about insuring their engagement rings or even their ordinary rings?
Like I said, most insurance policies automatically cover items up to a specified limit, and depending on your insurance cover, it might be $1,000 or $2,500. Best advice is to ring your insurer and put it on your contents insurer, but ring your insurer and say, my ring is worth $10,000 and I need cover. They will specify it on your insurance policy and they will also make sure that you're covered both inside the house and outside the house. So you need to make sure that you have coverage outside the house as well.
Right. I have been a victim of burglary in my house, mm-hmm. and we got good fortune that we were able to recover it because they found the thief. They required us to produce receipts for the items that were stolen. Is this an important aspect when we insure?
So definitely, if you are making an investment in a ring, having a receipt when you purchase it is helpful. But if you purchase a large item such as an engagement ring, you would normally get a valuation certificate. So that is evidence of your ring. Take photos as well. Keep photos of your jewellery, keep photos of the things that are precious to you, because they will help insurers assess claims. Quick caveat on that, though, also make sure you ring your insurer and make sure that you are covered to the full value of your ring, because if you are a millennial and you're spending $10,000 or more on the ring, you need to get that specified on your policy.
Right.
You don't want to be caught short on a claim.
Okay. We are speaking with Donna Walker, the Chief Technical Officer of Alliance Australia. Thank you very much, Donna, for your advices. I know that a lot of listeners will benefit from all of this.
Thank you for your time and great to chat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.